Practice Paper 4, Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the advertisement below and then answer questions 1 through 8. Wise buys. Our youth are bombarded with commercial messages from so many sources every day. They need to start learning how to separate fact from fantasy. Everyone spends money, but not everyone knows how to get the most for what they spend. Children spend billions of dollars for millions of products, such as toys, video games, clothing, music, and food. The preteen audience is a significant one. Consumer experts note that the nearly 40 million children ages 5 to 14 directly purchase $16.7 billion worth of food, drinks, toys, and videos each year, and influence another $165 billion in sales. The children's market for consumer goods has increased by 20% in the past 7 years. But they are not always smart shoppers. To help the country's preteens smarten up about shopping, we have launched an education campaign. Our goal is to give children a few fundamental and fun lessons in the basics of playing the buying game. These lessons are important. We encourage advertisers, retailers, and others to join us in this effort to help youngsters become more confident consumers. The centerpiece of the campaign is The Real Deal, a full-color 12-page activity book that includes games, puzzles, cartoons, comics, and other entertaining and educational activities. The campaign aims to teach youngsters their rights and responsibilities as consumers. Among the top tips offered are 1. Read between the lines and separate facts from fantasy when reading an ad or listening to a commercial. 2. Think before you buy. What do you want? What do you need? What's your budget? 3. Ask questions and talk to friends, parents, teachers, and others who might be familiar with a product you're interested in. 4. Try before you buy. Call a friend who has the item or ask the salesperson for a demonstration. 5. Shop around by telephone and internet to compare prices and models. 6. Be assertive and tell the store manager right away if there's a problem. Parents and children, to receive a free copy of the activity book, call us at our toll-free telephone number 1-800-769-7960.
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 8 according to the context of the passage. 1. What is the real deal? 2. Who is it meant for? Quote from the text to prove your answer. 3. What makes it attractive? 4. According to the advertisement, The Real Deal will teach youngsters about their rights and responsibilities as consumers. Do the top tips A through F deal with preteens' rights, responsibilities, or both? Prove your answer with examples from the tips. 5. How can you get the book? 6. A. How much will you have to pay for the book? B. Which words help you answer the question? 7. Where in the ad can you find a statement followed by examples? 8. In which tip are the following ideas expressed? Content. Consult other people before shopping. Tip number. Don't believe everything you read in an ad. Make sure you know how the product works. Don't be afraid to complain. Find out where you can get the most for your money. Plan your shopping carefully. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You're about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. The Brain Olympiad. 1. Mr. Marx has agreed to come to the program because 1. He wants the listeners to know he is extremely busy with the preparations. 2. He would like to give publicity to the Olympiad. 3. He is looking for potential competitors in the Olympiad which is about to open. 4. The interviewer is a good friend of his. 2. The famous game Scrabble is mentioned because 1. It is the main game of the Olympiad. 2. Because it represents the type of games played in the Olympiad. 3. It is the game that people love most. 4. Playing it is preferable to exercising. 3. Complete the following. Mr. Marx claims that in order to be a winner in the Olympiad, it is not enough to have a good brain. One must be as well. 4. Complete the following. Couch potatoes are people who, for many hours a day. 5. Which of the following are not included in the category that Mr. Carvalho will compete in? Circle 4 answers. A. Speed reading. B. Mathematical functions. C. Chemical formulas. D. Lists of numbers. E. Memorizing poems. F. Writing computer programs. 6. Mr. Marx's message is that 1. The spirit of victory should be fostered. 2. People should compete in order to win. 3. Competitors should be selected according to their intellect. 4. The champions enjoy not only the victory, but also the intellectual challenge.